The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday, and this afternoon we're exploring how artificial intelligence is changing the workplace. We're joined by Scott Sargis, who is the founder and president of the Strategic Search Corporation based in Chicago. Scott, welcome to the program. How is artificial intelligence going to change the office space over the next 5 to 10 years or so? How many cubicles are going to find themselves empty because the person who occupied that cubicle has been replaced by a program?
Well, Rob, that's going to be hard to tell exactly, but one caveat to keep in mind is technology historically changes everything. The horse and buggy was replaced by the steam engine. Dedicated typewriters and word processors were replaced by word processing software on a PC. So the only definite thing is there's going to be change. What that change is, it's hard to exactly tell, but some of the things are already happening right now. You're seeing artificial intelligence programs evaluating people. They're evaluating data. So there's a plethora of situations that could change as artificial intelligence is more and more ingrained in the workforce.
Mark Cuban on a podcast recently said that the proliferation of artificial intelligence will reduce the value of a computer science degree and put particular value on creativity in the workplace. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't totally agree with that. Once again, I'm a pretty big history buff, and historically computer science in the early days was driven by machine code that drove the hardware. Then compilers or translators were developed that made languages like C and Java more prevalent today. So it is common that their change is going to happen, but I don't totally agree that the computer science jobs and degrees will be eliminated. But I instead would say that the field is just going to change. Also, one other thing that Mark Cuban said, and I think it could be true, is he predicted that the first $1 trillion cap company will be AI driven.
And we talk about artificial intelligence, and my first question was about that possibly replacing people. Maybe the actual application of AI won't be nearly as dire. Maybe it will simply enhance or just become a part of the workplace experience and not necessarily replace anybody.
Well, I think, as I had mentioned earlier, history shows that as technology proliferates, like it did with the horse and buggy being replaced by the steam engine, et cetera, is that jobs get eliminated. That's a natural phenomenon, but new jobs are created. I'm constantly recruiting for AI experts out of places like Carnegie Mellon and top research institutes. So jobs will be eliminated. That's a natural phenomenon, but new jobs will be created. That's what I envision happening.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp, based in Chicago.